My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. This week, I am joined by the amazing Donna Bartoli. Donna is a content creator, beauty influencer, skincare expert, all-round amazing, empowering woman who shows up in the most consistent and creative way on social media, on her blog. Everything that she does is so value focused, which is always the premise for all of our guests. And the way that she communicates her message is so unique. I feel honored to have her here. So welcome to the podcast, Donna. How are you today?
I'm good, darling. Thank you for having me.
My goodness, my pleasure. I met you, when did I meet you, Donna? It was at November time, wasn't it?
It was back in the Naturopathica pop-up in London. And yes, it was lovely to finally meet you. I feel like we'd spoken before. Just, it's really nice to kind of meet someone face-to-face. Do you know what I mean?
It's so lovely. And I was just like in raptures with Donna because she'd just come back from the most insane trip that we can always talk about.
Oh God, the insane trip. Do you know, it's one of those whirlwinds that I feel like I just need to like reflect back on every now and again, because it was just so quick. And I was so panicked, obviously, because of this whole COVID thing. And when we got the invitation, which was kind of like 2 months previous, you know, I just kept saying at home, like, oh my God, like, what if things change? What if the, you know, the regulations change, everything like that? I just cannot miss this trip. And I didn't. And I went, and it was incredible.
It was amazing. It was, I'll shout out what it is. It was do you mind me sharing actually?
No, of course,
like, I'll tell you what it is. She went to Paris with Chanel. Sorry, is that not the dream? I was just like, tell me everything now. And you were like, I can't tell you anything.
I can't, but it's all open. It's all out now. Yeah, it's been launched and everything. It was for the new number one de Chanel line. I mean, it was just so huge. And like I said, it was just whirlwind. We had our phones taken off us. We had to sign all these things that we weren't allowed to say. And I think everyone was just there like, oh God. And we went to kind of like a foyer bit where the whole launch was happening, and everyone was snapping away because everything was just red and Chanel was written all over the place. They were like, no photos, no photos. And like, French people can be quite, you know, blunt at the best of times. So we were like, oh, okay. Like, you know, put the phones away and don't say anything. So we went through this whole thing. And I was just like, I just want to tell someone. I need to tell someone. I will let you into a little secret though. I did come home and tell my sister. She knew.
I think you needed to though. Like, you have to tell someone that you trust, right? You can't go to like Paris with Chanel. Sorry, that's like bucket list, the dream thing. And then not tell anyone. There's just absolutely no way.
Honestly, it was. I did cry on my stories and all that kind of stuff. Everyone must be thinking, oh my God, Donna, honestly, calm down. But you know, we're here for these things. I'm here for these things. I've been a Chanel girl my entire life. You know, I'll invest in it when I can. And, you know, to be invited by the Chanel team in the UK and Paris, and the American team were there as well. It was overwhelming, but incredible.
But it's so well deserved as well. Aww. I actually got like the lip and the cheek tint from that. I saw you using it. It's so nice, isn't it?
Isn't it beautiful? I have the bright red one, and it's just, it's brilliant. I love it that they included that into this launch as well, along with the foundation. And I think, I don't know whether I'm meant to say this, but I think there's some makeup coming kind of like attached to that. I think so. I'm not sure entirely, but
my gosh.
Yeah, it's just nice. It's a beautiful range, obviously. And yeah, it's good that they included that.
I love it. Everyone's going to be hooked now listening to this, being like, okay, we're going to follow Donna. We want all the behind the scenes.
Oh, there'll always be Chanel.
Yeah. So for anyone who hasn't met you yet, I'd love to just give a bit of a background on you, what you do and your expertise, because you are one of the most knowledgeable women I've met in the industry. So it'd be great to share your story.
Well, I think in terms of my story, like I love skincare, and I've always loved makeup. Actually, my grandmother was an actress, an old movie actress in the 40s, and she just taught my sister and I about makeup. My sister is a professional ballerina, choreographer, and we've always been in that kind of creative world, I think, and I just gravitated towards the skincare. I was just obsessed when I was younger, all the kind of lotions and potions, and I didn't really do anything about it until I kind of got to an age where I just thought, wow, like, I've always had a skincare routine since I was pretty much 16. I've always invested in things that I really love, and I think I just turned that into my career, really. It wasn't something that I purposely wanted to do. It was just a journey that I was going on and just thought, well, you know, I'm talking to people about it. I'm passionate about it. And I think that, you know, one of the greatest things in life is being able to turn something you're passionate about into a business. And I know that not everybody gets to do that. But, you know, I do feel privileged that I get to do that.
Yeah, no, me too. Totally. I'm there with you. I'd be really interested to know about that process of when you've kind of taken your passion and you've turned it into the business, because so many of my listeners are like in that process right now. And so any maybe pearls of wisdom or like lessons that you learned along the way would be amazing to share.
Well, I think the world we live in now with social media is obviously just a free platform for you to showcase what you do and what you love. And if that takes off, then, you know, you're doing it. So I opened my Instagram back when they first opened. I had an Instagram account and I did purely fashion, because at that time I was actually working as a fashion stylist. And I just started posting my pictures, and then my account grew from there. And then in 2015, I just thought, you know what, it's just not what I want to do. And I had some time off, quite a few years actually. And then when I came back, I thought, right, I'm really going to post about things that I love. So I just started posting about the skincare, my skin routines, products that I love, those kind of things, and just started speaking kind of in an educational way. And then just things grow. And I think anyone starting out now, you know, social media is that place where you can just capture an audience, and you just need to go out there and kind of find it, I guess, and then just be consistent with it. And I just think that's where I'm at, really.
Yeah, and you do it so beautifully. Like, I'm slightly obsessed with Donna's feed, and before we started recording, I'm like, how do you do this? Tell me all the secrets, please.
Don't. I'm my own worst enemy when it comes to being a perfectionist, because, you know, sometimes I think, God, you know, I shouldn't really worry about my feed so much. I just want to get this education across to people, and then I fret about something not looking right, and you know, I'm very much everything needs to kind of match and be coordinated and that kind of thing, where sometimes I feel like maybe that's detrimental to me. I'm not sure, but I don't think I'm going to change.
I mean, it looks amazing, but perfectionism, you know, sometimes we say it can be a blessing and a curse, right?
That's
it can
exactly
limit you
right.
So much. But I think it's incredible. But I guess the piece behind it that I love is like how knowledgeable and how much education is in there. And I guess I really wanted to talk about your take on, you know, wellness and beauty, because when you go through Donna's Instagram or her site, you know, you've got a really unique standpoint on it, how everything is all encompassing, right? You can't look and feel good if you're not looking after yourself on the inside. Similarly, on the outside, it kind of has to be this beautiful merge between the two. So I'd really love to like get into that and how you sort of created your unique standpoint.
I truly believe that skincare and beauty, wellness, it's holistic. It's everything as a whole. And I know that I've been countered by about this quite a lot of times. Excuse me, I'm just going to cough. A lot of people will always say to me, oh, it doesn't matter what you eat. You know, it doesn't matter how you're living your life. You know, it doesn't reflect on your skin, like the whole acne association with food. I truly believe it. So that's my belief. I eat extremely well, I'd say 80% of the time. No one's 100% and no one ever can be, but what you put in is what you're going to get out. And I truly honestly believe it. I'm very into the gut health and skin relationship. If you look after your gut, then I believe everything else is going to be much better for it. There's always going to be a need for skincare and certain ingredients that you need, because they change the structure of your skin. But that kind of inner glow, that inner health and well-being is all down to what you put inside, really.
And what would you give any advice, I guess, for somebody who's maybe on their journey and you know, finding that really difficult? Because I know living in London, trying to be healthy all the time when you're busy is so difficult. Yeah. There isn't constantly the time. So is there any like go-tos that you use or anything that you could share?
I completely understand. And also, you know, the whole organic food system is quite an expensive one now. And I think it's just little steps. It's about being more mindful. It's about thinking, you know, oh, I haven't got time for that. So I'm just going to grab this for lunch and then eat it. And then I feel crap, or I'm just going to drink, you know, lots of alcohol one night, say, you know, and just I'll not worry about it till the next day. I think it's just taking baby steps, changing small things and going out for maybe a 10-minute walk, eating something healthier and doing that every single day. And again, I always say the same thing. Consistency is key to everything. It's not, I'm just going to eat healthy this week and then go back to how I was the next week. You need to just do it on a regular basis, but find that rhythm for yourself. I know a lot of people, a lot of friends, even myself have done it through my life. It's just like, oh, I'm going to completely go on a dry January, not drink for an entire month, and then I'll be fine again in February. I mean, I don't really believe in those kind of things anyway, because you're just doing it for a month and everything's just going to be back to normal. I think it's about finding that balance of trying to be really good 80% of the time and then having a 20% time off. That's how I live my life.
Totally. I think that's really good advice. Also, I've done dry January before, and then in February I'm just like have one glass of wine and it's an absolute nightmare.
Exactly. I'm not sure the point. I think it's just a marketing thing. I don't know where it came from, but what is the point of giving up alcohol just for an entire January just to go and, you know, I love red wine. I'm actually going on a course with my sister just to find out more about it. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it whatsoever. I think it's that binge culture, maybe.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And red wine is full of antioxidants if drank totally in moderation. Is. So absolutely. 100%. I'm there with you.
I'm right with that one.
I'd love to know as well and get into, obviously we talk about mindset a lot on this podcast. What do you think the link is between, you know, everything you're talking about, feeding yourself in the way, the holistic way of living, and the mindset piece, I guess, for you specifically in your experience?
I think it comes down to being happy, Kirsty. I think waking up in the morning and being content with who you are. I'm 43 and I have been through so many chapters of my life, some extreme highs, some absolutely unbelievable lows. And I didn't feel scared to hit 40. I was just like a bit unsure. Wow, like I never thought I'd get to that age. Like, wow, like, who am I? I'm 40 years old. But I really, my mum used to say to me, when you get to 40, you'll actually know who you are and who you want to be, kind of. And I know now, and I feel like I'm really ready and able to just be Donna.
Yeah.
I've spent so many years just trying to be someone else, wanting to be someone else, wanting to be somewhere else, in wrong relationships. And I'm not saying I'm never going to have a relationship that's, you know, perfect or might not be perfect ever again. You know, those kind of things can't happen. But I just feel content and happy in myself. And I know it's really difficult to actually, if you're living something that you're not happy with, to actually recognize that you're not happy with it. And it's not until you're out of it and actually being happy that you're like, wow, oh yeah, but that situation was awful, or, you know, that kind of time in my life was dreadful. And I think it's just learning to know how you feel in yourself and being able to maybe change that and making moves to get out of those situations. And I've done that. I am where I am now. And I truly, honestly wake up every morning just mentally at a place where I'm happy. Now, there are always bad weeks and there are good weeks. There are bad days. And I think we're going to talk about it in a bit about, you know, having time off from life, switching off and those kind of things. But and now I know to recognize those signs and knowing when I need to do that. And I don't feel guilty about doing it.
Would you say you're quite a reflective person?
Gotcha. And I have a lot of guilt as well. And that's something that I've worked on personally. My sister says it to me a lot. We have an extremely close connection. She's just like, Donna, you know that you just got to stop feeling guilty for things. Oh. I split up with someone in 2015 and he was the most amazing person. But I just, it wasn't right for me. And I knew it wasn't. We'd spent many years together, but I felt guilty for that ever since.
Wow.
And at the end of last year, I said to her, I'm done. Like, I actually don't feel guilty anymore because I really don't have anything to feel guilty about. I spent so many years worrying about it and feeling guilty about it. And that was quite a, just a massive moment for me over Christmas. I took a big time off social media because I'd worked extremely heavily on lots of content before, which was amazing, but I needed that break. I needed that mind break. And I think I actually sat down and thought, yeah, this guilt that I live with, loads of things, but that was one of the biggest things. I need to let it go. And I have. And I really started this year just feeling free of that, which was amazing.
I think it's super, super interesting when you talk about guilt and the guilt piece that we feel. And I guess like in that process, like, what was the awakening that you had where you finally just said, I'm done?
I think I was drained by it, Kirsty. It drained me. And I'd lived with it for so many years. Oh God, I need to feel guilty. And I have that backup with my sister who's always constantly telling me, she knows me inside and out. She's like, Donna, you know, this guilt thing, you can't be guilty about it. You can't worry about it anymore. You need to let it go. And letting go of anything in life is one of the most difficult things, that letting go. You know, what happens if I let go? You know, what's going to happen to me if I go forward, or, you know, that kind of thing. And I just thought, how I feel now can't be any worse if I let go.
Wow, that's super powerful for people to listen to and people to hear as well. Because letting go, the reason I asked if you're reflective is that I can pick that up in your tonality about when you talk about things. But letting go is actually one of the hardest things that we can do when we're reflecting, because we hang on to that because it evokes a feeling.
That's right.
Right?
So it's a memory. Even if it's a good memory or a bad memory, it's just something that you've got to keep hold of.
It's a connection. It's an energetic connection, isn't it? So it's so, so powerful. And I'm just like, makes me really happy to hear that, you know, because nobody should live with guilt. Nobody should live with guilt, especially around a situation like that.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And when it comes to a relationship, there's always going to be one person in that party that is going to be upset or hurt. You know, my previous relationship, I won't even go there. And that was me on the receiving end of that. But, you know, I don't know, life changes, you know, things happen, your feelings change, who you are as a person changes. That letting go thing is extremely difficult, but I did it on my own. And I honestly feel, 1,000 times better than I did even just a few months ago. And I say last year, it sounds like it was ages ago. It's literally a few months ago.
Wow. Super interesting, isn't it? Because when I've met you and when I've spoke to you, I would never sort of pick up on that at all. I mean, I guess you wouldn't, you know, it's something that you deal with that's private, but to feel and to hear that you've had that big release, and it's almost like a new awakening. And there's so many women going through that this year.
Yeah.
It's like a powerful year. I'm telling you, 2022 is where it's at.
Do you think, because I feel like that as well.
Yeah.
I just said to myself, this year, things are going to change for me and I'm going to make them happen.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm just going to make them happen. I'm fed up with sitting at home always having, I want this to happen. I want this for myself. I need this for myself. No, I've got to go out there and get it.
I love that. Yeah, but every conversation that I've had and I've recorded this year on the podcast and just normal conversation, everybody is feeling the same.
Really?
It's like a huge paradigm shift. I think as well, like 2 years in a pandemic,
that's
can fuck off.
Yeah, we've lost 2 years of our life, Kirsty, and I'm just like, don't even talk to me about COVID. Don't mention it to me again. I don't want to hear it.
Me too, babes. Wow. I'm there with you. So I'd really love to get into the influencer piece. I'm always just obsessed with knowing the behind the scenes life of an influencer, and you're an incredible skincare and beauty influencer. I'll obviously leave all Donna's details in the show notes, but you'll go and follow her and you'll connect with her and just see like everything she shares is so packed full of value. But I'd just love to know a little bit of behind the scenes and what it's like.
of what I do in the everyday, how I approach my day.
Yeah. And just in general, like, I don't know, how do you find like the industry? What's the great things about it? What can we learn? And maybe even as well for someone who's looking to get into that industry, like any advice you might have?
I mean, it's life now, isn't it? It's the way forward. I'm going to give you a big revelation here, Kirsty, something that I've actually never told anyone on my social media platform, but I have a son and he's 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never told anyone that, actually. And you're the first. So that's quite a big moment for me. But anyway, he's 25 and he is an illustrator, an art illustrator. And he designs album covers for record labels and DJs. He lives in Bristol.
Oh, my God.
Another creative in our family. My parents are like, oh, God, can we just get rid of this creativity? But I tell him the same thing. You know, he's very much like, oh, there is social media. I'm like, you know, social media is your platform. It's free. It's somewhere where you can go and show people who you are and connect with them. And I have a massive love-hate relationship. Like I said, I'm 43. I didn't grow up with social media. I'm not in that generation of having phones when I was young and everything. I've had to teach myself all of these things. And I understand completely the value of it. And sometimes I want to scream when I open my social media platform because, you know, it's very narrative led and I struggle with that a lot. But I also understand that this is the way that I connect to the people and it's how I choose to present myself. And then the people of those kind of, you know, that kind of people are going to find me. Do you know what I mean? So I, you know, I present myself in a way that I live my life. I'm very calm. I'm very, I'm a perfectionist. Like you say, I have beliefs in things and there's probably a lot more that I can share, but you know, sometimes I hold back thinking, oh, do I really want the backlash from that? Do I really want the, you know, the comments back from that? So I stick to my lane and there's always a way that I can be better and I need to grow more, you know. So going back to the influencer thing, it is a platform that is unbelievable for, you know, showcasing something that you can do. And I love being educational. But when it comes to being an influencer, I'm not sure that I do it that well, really. I love to engage with people, but I need to be better, you know, with that. And I think just having to spend so many hours on my phone every day, I really struggle with because, you know, I'm creating the content, which will take me 5 or 6 hours a day. And then to then have to go and sit on my phone for an extra 3 hours, you know, talking to people and connecting and commenting and searching other people. And that's part of the job, really. It's about engaging with that community. So I have a lovely community and I engage with them, but I should probably, you know, expand on that. I need to be better. And that's on my list of kind of to do for 2022.
I think that's like difficult to manage though, because well-being is like at the forefront of everything this year,
that's
especially like we want to have more of like a slower living pace, right? And do put our energy into the things that are going to make us happy. Like you say, it's all about happiness. So, you know, I think you could be quite harsh on yourself. I think that's the perfectionism piece coming in maybe, because the way I see it is totally different to the way you see it.
I mean, I guess so. And, you know, again, like you said, it's that perfectionist thing with me. Going back to the guilt that we spoke about earlier, as of last year, I used to feel guilty if I wasn't on my phone all the time. Oh my God, you know, I need to post this. I need to post every day. I need to post at a certain time. I need to reply to all these comments. I need to reply to my DMs. I need to do this. And it's that need all the time. And I got myself in a bit of a turmoil. I used to feel sick in my stomach every morning thinking, oh, I haven't done enough. I haven't been there. I haven't been on my social media. I haven't, you know, been present. And that was another thing I let go of in the new year. If I don't post for a few days, I honestly do not worry about it now. And I think a lot do. And I think as a younger generation, it's just a way of life for them and it's amazing. And they can keep that up and they can be sustainable with it and, you know, always on their social media. But for me, I just stick to one platform. I have my website, which is kind of, I'm expanding on it and I love having my website. But, you know, people keep saying to me, oh, you're going to open a TikTok account? Oh, I don't know. No, I just don't think I have the brain capacity to open a TikTok and do the same thing. I mean,
no.
It's constant movement of the social media that I struggle with the most, I think.
Definitely. So I guess when you find yourself maybe getting to that point where it feels like a lot, what are the coping mechanisms? What kind of things do you put in place for yourself?
I just put my phone down.
Yeah.
I don't scroll. Scrolling can lead to, self-criticism. Oh, I'm not doing enough. Oh, I should be better. I need to be like that person. Scrolling really can get you in that headspace. So it's about not scrolling, posting what I've created. You know, I'm always educational. So I hope that every piece of content that I post is valuable to someone, and that I try to keep, you know, 80% of the time. It's replying to the people that actually take the time to comment on my posts. And I don't worry about the rest. The rest is all extra. The rest is all ways for me to kind of, I guess, expand, grow, be bigger, which I do need to do, but that can be done at a later date. If I'm not feeling good this week and I'm not in that space where I feel like I can put that time into it, I just don't do it and I don't feel guilty for it.
Okay. So when you're going through that process and, you know, you're putting the phone down and you're not feeling guilty about it and like being present and being totally in the moment, what do you do with your time then? I'd be super interested to know.
Well, I'm actually just being present in my life. I spend a lot of time with my sister. We do a lot together. She is, like I said, she's a choreographer and she's a producer for musical theatre shows. So it's something that I've grown up with. And we do a lot together. You know, she put on Shrek the Musical a few weeks ago and I do the costumes. So, So I have a completely separate life, but I don't show on my social media, but it doesn't really fit. And it's just not, I'm not sure people are that interested. I do a lot of that. I do a lot with her like that. I love to drink wine, like I said. So at the weekends, we all go to visit a vineyard. We have a lot down here in the South Coast. I'm also training to be a qualified skincare specialist, which I will be finished in April. And I've been doing that. I started that just before the pandemic, actually. So I do a lot of studying at home.
Yeah.
About that, which obviously gives me more educational skills, I guess. So. Yeah. I just like to relax. Do you know one thing that I actually said, my sister, it was her birthday a couple of weeks ago and we went out for lunch and she said, you never take any pictures, Donna, anymore. And I was just like, yes, because I don't want to open my phone and I don't want to even have my phone in my hand because it's there all the time. And that made me think, God, actually, I don't take any personal photos anymore. My camera roll is just full up with videos of me doing skincare and things like that. I'm not sure if that's anything that other influencers experience. But I don't do a lot of that. So I'm going to be better at doing that maybe this year, just taking personal photos and memories and things.
Oh, I love that. I've got a Polaroid camera and I always take that with me, like when I'm going somewhere. It's only like quite a small one and I have Polaroids everywhere.
See, that's such a nice idea. Do you feel the same about having your phone? I've never actually asked anyone.
Yeah, I've got a really... I do. It's really tricky. I think I've gotten a lot better at being on my phone. Like I put my phone on airplane mode from like 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. most of the time. Sometimes I don't, especially on the day the podcast comes out, because I check it's like published and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really, really try to do that. So then when I'm obviously working with clients or recording and stuff, like my phone's always on airplane. So I do feel that really like I don't have as much time, I guess, as you would, because I'm not creating like the extent of content that Donna creates, honestly, and like the level of what you create. Like I can kind of do, I'm like information heavy, but it's not necessarily a video. So for me, you know, again, it's a much easier job.
I would love to have my own podcast. We've spoken about this before and I've looked into, you know, the work you have to put in for it, Kirsty. I mean, it's a lot. You know, the podcast thing is so popular now. And I love having a chat. Even though I told you I was a bit nervous about this before we came on, but I think that's because you're directing questions at me, but I love asking people questions. So
It is a lot, but once you get in the swing of it and you find your kind of pattern and like for me, like having these conversations with amazing women, I just love that. So I guess
you learn a lot from them.
Oh my goodness. I've learned so much. Yeah. The marketing it is the hardest bit, but doing the actual podcast and the conversation is like, it's the best bit. I love it.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should do it. I think we all want you to do it.
Okay. Something really, it'll always be skincare heavy. And I just feel like there's so many amazing people out there to interview for the skin. I'm sure you find that as well. Lots of, you know, doctors in skin and, you know, how the food connection to the skin. And there's a lot to chat about. And just not, there's actually not enough platform for me to get the information across, actually. You know, there's only so much that I can post on my Instagram channel.
I'm a real long form content girl as well. Like, I love podcasts, YouTube, emails. Like, I feel like people can get to know you better than an Instagram post. So,
agreed.
Yeah, I'm like old school, but I really love it. And I still watch like YouTube videos, like vlogs and stuff from people. I love it. So,
yeah, no, same. I love it as well. And I love the whole podcast movement is amazing. There aren't that many skincare ones, to be honest, which is kind of why I had an idea to do it. Not some American-based ones and not ones in the UK. So
definitely, definitely. Well, if I can help you, we can chat off air.
Yeah, I love that. I would love this. Off air.
And so I always like to end by asking somebody, what is one mindset hack? So I guess anyone who's on their mindset journey, you know, when you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or burnt out, what is one thing that you always come back to?
I think I've learned to just not forget about myself. Life is busy. And if you have young children, you know, a husband, a home to run, you know, all those kind of busy things, you're constantly thinking about other people. And yeah. I think the biggest thing that I've learned to do is just to think about myself. Something very silly happened. I have a hip injury that's just been something that I've lived with for years. And about 8 months ago, I thought, I can't just live with this hip pain anymore. And I went to see a masseuse who said that she could fix it for me. And in the meantime, she's pretty much done my entire body. And I look forward to that hour every 3 weeks that I go to see Lisa and she does this massage on me. And I even said to her last night, this is basically self-investment, isn't it? And she said, yeah. She said, you know, you come to me for whatever reason, but that money that I spend is my self-investment time. I get to lay there. Sometimes I enjoy it, sometimes it's painful, but it's just that self-investment. And I think that is the most important thing, is to just not forget about yourself. When it comes to the skincare routines, and I have so many amazing women that just message me saying, Donna, I just don't have time for these long routines and everything. And it's not about the long routine, you know, just make sure that you're hydrating your skin, cleaning it, moisturizing it, and using your SPF. It's only 4 things every morning, and you can do the same every evening. You know, forget all the actives if you don't have time, but really make time for yourself. Shut the bathroom door, do your skincare, put a candle on, just have 10 minutes for yourself so you can just recenter and just remember that you're a person as well and life is busy. We're never going to get away from that, but remember yourself.
Oh my goodness, I love that so much. I think you've just nailed it. You're so, so right. Coming back to ourselves constantly and not forgetting. Mm. And I really hate the analogy, but like, you just can't pour from an empty cup.
No. And so many of us do. Every single one of us do. We're never going to be 100% whole or perfect, or it doesn't exist. Perfect doesn't exist. Normal doesn't exist, because who's one person's normal isn't another person's normal. Yeah. Just remember that you're a person as well as everybody else that relies on you every single day. I think that comes back again to my Instagram. You know, I'm now relied upon to post my content. When I don't post for a week, people will message me saying, oh, I hope you're okay. And, you know, where have you been? And, you know, it's fine. Like, I love it. Thank you for thinking of me. I really, really like it. But, you know, I'm remembering myself just for that week, or I'm doing something else, or something else is going on, and I just didn't post.
Taking care of yourself is important, and I'm really glad to hear that you do that and the ways that you do it. I think there's so many nuggets of like amazing information in here, so thank you so much for sharing that. Where can everybody find you, and maybe what's one thing you've got coming up that we can look out for?
They can find me on my Instagram. I'm always there at donna.bartley, but I have spent an inordinate amount of money changing my website so it's the most user-friendly place for all of you. I will have every piece of educational skincare on there, from vitamin C to when to use your retinol and everything. I've worked so hard on it. Aww. And I think that's just going to be the hub of me. I have a newsletter. If you head to my Instagram, click on my link in bio, and there's a free skincare guide giveaway. If you download that, and that's basically a cheat sheet on everything, on what to use, when to use, and how. But you'll be also be signed up for my newsletter for that. And I just give away, I actually give away skincare bundles every other week, but also just extra tips and tricks and little things that I'm loving at the moment and that kind of thing. And I think that's just more a personal way to connect with me, actually, my newsletter. I really enjoy it. But right now it's Instagram and my website.
Amazing. I'll share everything in the show notes. I love your website, by the way.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much, Donna. This has been amazing. I hope you have a lovely day.
And you. Thanks so much,
Kirsty. Bye. I really hope you enjoyed that episode. Isn't she amazing? Donna inspires me daily to get up, show up, be creative, get online and spread that message. So thank you so much for being here, Donna. We are honored and humbled as ever to have you. So you know what part of the podcast it is. It's time to get into our mini meditation. And for today, I just want you to take a moment to really notice where you are and how you are feeling. There is a lot going on in the world right now. Sometimes a meditation can feel so insignificant in comparison. However, it's how we show up in these moments for ourselves that changes the way that we process everything. Taking a nice deep breath and allowing the body to fully relax. Fully relaxing in this moment and gently drawing in the breath. Gently drawing in the breath. Noticing how you feel. Noticing how the mind is feeling right now. Drawing in that breath. Slowing down. Letting go of what you are holding on to. Letting go of what you are holding on to. Releasing the expectation we put on ourselves. We just allow that to go right now in this moment. We allow that to leave the body. We release. We let go. Breathe now. Draw in that breath into the belly. Just breathe. Slow, deep breath. I am here with you. Slow, deep breath, coming back to you. We let go of the pressure we think we need to feel. We release limiting beliefs, restrictive thoughts. We fall into our true potential. We let go. Draw in a nice deep breath. I want you to open your eyes and feel this new energy, feel this lift. Thank you so much for being here this week, and I will see you again next week.